Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to kind of do something a little different. We're going way back in time. We're going to explore this really old text. It's the blessings that Moses gave to the 12 tribes of Israel.
You know, these blessings that Moses delivered right before his death, they're more than just like, you know, good wishes. It's like a window into the strengths and the roles and even like the destiny of each tribe.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, he's giving them this pep talk, right? Instead of just saying good luck, it's more like he's revealing something about their identity through these pronouncements.
Exactly. And you know what's amazing is how these ancient words, they still kind of resonate with us today. Even though they were spoken thousands of years ago, the insights about, you know, leadership and about talent, about where blessings come from, they still feel really relevant.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Okay, so let's set the scene a little bit. We're talking about Moses, right? Legendary leader, led the Israelites out of Egypt, and now he's nearing the end of his life. You know, he's getting ready to pass the torch to a new generation. And so before he does, he gathers the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right. Think of these tribes as the building blocks of the nation of Israel. Each one, they had their own territory, their own unique character. It's like they each had this collective personality.
So just like any family or team, you've got the strong ones, you've got the spiritual ones, you've got the natural leaders.
Precisely. And at this crucial moment, Moses gives them these blessings. And each blessing is tailored to the specific tribe that he's talking to. They're not just like generic well wishes. They're full of these vivid metaphors and imagery.
Let's give some examples. I mean, some of these are so vivid and poetic. Take Reuben, the oldest son. He's blessed to survive and grow despite all these challenges, you know?
Yeah, and Reuben's blessing is all about resilience. Right from the start, the first words are, "Let Reuben live and not die." So it's like he's going to face obstacles. But within that challenge is this potential for growth and survival.
It's like Moses is saying, "Hey, Reuben, you're going to get thrown some curveballs, but you've got the strengths to overcome them," which is a message that we all need to hear sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. We all face those moments, right? Where we want to just give up. But Reuben's blessing is a reminder that resilience is possible.
For sure. And then there's Judah. He gets this blessing of strength and leadership, almost like Moses could see into the future, right? Because Judah's the tribe that kings would come from. They would lead the entire nation.
Right. Makes you wonder if Moses saw something special in Judah, like a natural charisma or a sense of responsibility.
Yeah, like he just knew.
He recognized that different people, even whole groups of people, have unique strengths. And it's by recognizing and cultivating those strengths that a community really thrives.
So we've got resilience with Reuben, leadership with Judah. Was there a blessing that stood out to you?
Well, Levi's blessing is interesting. It really highlights those people who serve a spiritual purpose in a society. Unlike the other tribes who get land, Levi is given the responsibility for the religious duties of the nation.
So it's like recognizing that a strong community needs more than just physical resources. They also need a spiritual foundation.
Exactly. And that's still true today, right? We all need those people who can offer guidance, whether it's a religious institution or just individuals who act as moral compasses in their communities.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can't forget about Joseph. I mean, his blessing, it's almost overwhelming in its abundance. You know, Moses uses this incredible imagery of fertility, of prosperity.
It's interesting how Joseph's blessing mirrors his own life. He went through a betrayal, he was imprisoned, yet he still rose to power and influence.
So you're saying his blessing is like a reflection of that journey, like overcoming adversity leads to abundance.
I think so, but it's not just material wealth. Remember, Moses talks about dew from heaven, deep waters, the sun and moon. It's like this multifaceted prosperity, spiritual, emotional, intellectual.
Wow, it's like the ultimate checklist for a good life, right?
Yeah.
And it all comes back to that idea that real blessings come from a higher power. It's not just about luck or hard work. There's something bigger at play.
That's a great point. Moses isn't saying just go out and get rich. He's saying that true prosperity flows from something divine, from something beyond us.
Okay, so we've got resilience, leadership, spiritual guidance, and abundance. These blessings have so much depth.
And what's amazing is how relevant they still are. Regardless of whether you're religious or not, there's something very human about seeking guidance, meaning, you know, something bigger than ourselves.
So even in our modern world, we still have that longing for something more.
Absolutely. And that's something we'll dig into as we keep going. But right now, I'm curious, what stands out to you the most? What resonates with you?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think that these words were spoken so long ago, but they still, you know, tap into something so fundamental about being human. this need for purpose, this need for connection, this this hope for some kind of guidance in life.
Yeah, I think we're all kind of searching for our own version of a blessing, something that tells us we have value and helps us navigate through life, you know.
I agree. And did you notice how much Moses talks about gratitude? You know, he keeps reminding the tribes of all the good things they've received, almost like a don't forget to be thankful kind of thing.
That's a really important point. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in everything, always wanting more, and we forget about all the good stuff we already have. But these blessings are kind of like this reminder to just stop for a second, take a breath, and appreciate what we have.
Yeah, it's like hitting the reset button in your brain, right?
Mm.
Instead of focusing on what we don't have, we focus on what we do have. And that can make such a big difference.
Definitely. There's a lot of research that shows how gratitude can really change things. You know, happier, less stress, even better relationships. It's like this secret weapon for a better life.
Okay, so we've got resilience, leadership, spiritual guidance, abundance, and gratitude. That's a lot of good stuff. But the question is, how do we actually use this in our lives today? I mean, it's one thing to talk about it, but how do we actually live it?
Well, I think it starts with just being more aware, you know, like how Moses took the time to really understand each tribe. We need to be curious about the people around us. What are they passionate about? What are they good at?
Right. Instead of just seeing them as coworkers or classmates, we start to see their individual gifts and talents.
And once we see those strengths, we can create environments where those talents can grow. You know, give them tasks that fit their skills or let them share their unique abilities with the group.
Or even just saying, hey, I appreciate what you bring to the table. Recognizing how their talents make the team stronger.
Exactly, because just like those 12 tribes, each with their own role, our communities need that diversity to thrive. It's all those individual pieces that create this amazing whole.
It's funny how we started with ancient blessings, and now we're talking about teamwork and building strong communities. It's like these ideas are connected to everything.
They really are. And maybe that's the biggest lesson here. You know, whether it's an ancient text or a modern problem, these principles, recognizing strengths, being grateful, seeking guidance, they're always going to be important.
So if we were to get a blessing like the tribes, what qualities would we want to be recognized for? What kind of blessing would help us thrive and make a difference in our communities?
That's a great question to think about. Maybe it's a blessing of creativity, so we can think outside the box and come up with new ideas. Or maybe it's a blessing of empathy, so we can connect with people on a deeper level.
Or maybe, like Reuben, it's resilience, that strength to face challenges and come out even stronger.
We all have these unique gifts inside us. And when we embrace those gifts in ourselves and in others, we open up so many possibilities.
It's like we're all carrying a little bit of that ancient wisdom, just waiting to be discovered and shared. So as we wrap up, let's take a moment to think about our own blessings, those qualities that make us who we are and help us make a positive impact. You know, it's amazing how much these ancient blessings, you know, they really make you think.
Yeah, they give us this framework for understanding where we fit in, like as individuals, but also as part of something bigger.
And it all comes back to that main idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Real blessings, they're not about money or success. It's about finding those strengths we have inside and using them to make a difference.
It's like Moses saw that potential in each tribe, and we can learn to do the same, you know, see the potential in ourselves and the people around us.
And maybe if we use that wisdom, we can create a better future. Not just for us, but for everyone.
It's pretty inspiring when you think about it. You know, if we tap into those principles, we can work together and achieve so much more than if we were all the same.
I agree. Well, hey, thanks for joining us today on this journey. Mm. It's been a fascinating deep dive exploring the blessings of Moses and how they still matter today.
And remember, sometimes these old texts, they have a lot to say about our lives now. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, keep looking for those little bits of truth that can help us build a better future.
You got it. And who knows? Maybe you'll even find your own unique blessing along the way.
Thanks for listening.